prostration. Please repeat after me. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dhammaya. Namo Dhammaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dhammaya. Namo Dhammaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dhammaya. Namo Dhammaya. The dedication of intent is called Gata. Please repeat after me. The surpassed, profound, and intricate Dhamma is difficult to encounter. Even over hundreds and thousands of kalpas. Now that I have seen and heard the Dhamma, I behold and uphold what the Dhamma offers. I wish to understand the true meaning of Paragata. Thank you.
I thank you all for being here today, for being present. Yes, we are present here, but are we? Are we truly present? So anyways, to be here, before we start, I would like to do a little bit of mindfulness relaxation. Many of you come a long distance traveling in this bad weather. Let's start a little bit of mindful relaxation, and you can do this with your eye closed. I would like you to just sit up straight and now relax, lean, fall back into your chair and feel, just feel your body resting on the chair. Feel the weight of your feet. Feel the ground supporting the weight of your feet and that you're here. Alright? You're physically here. Now that we know we're here, let's do some relaxation. So we'll start with our forehead, perhaps. Okay. You can just swing the forehead and let the muscle tense up, like this. And then hold it and relax the muscle. And just feel the difference between the relax. So next, we'll move to the eye. Okay, so squint your eye. And the, of course, the Chinese cosmic, you may not need to squint your eyes already, okay. It's just a joke, okay. I am allowed to make that joke, and you are not. So squint your eyes like this. And relax. Now let's move to our mouth. Just open the mouth wide, comfortably, not to the point where you feel any pain. Just open up the mouth. And notice how the jaw muscle tense up, and it tense up the whole your facial muscle all the way up to the neck. And now we close our mouth and relax for 5 seconds. And just feel the difference between the relaxation and the tension. Good. So now we move to the neck. Okay. We'll just let the weight of our head fall forward. Just gently relax the back. And now, straight up again. Now we just let the weight of the neck fall naturally backwards. And relax. And slowly bring it back up to the straightforward position. And we'll let the neck fall to the left. Gently, relax, and come back up. Now we fall to the right, and relax. Good. Almost falling asleep. That is relaxation. Good. Now our shoulders, we raise it up to the ears, very tense. And Relax. And that's it. Breathe out. Good. Now we'll move to the shoulders. Roll our shoulders back. And relax. Good. Okay. So now you do your buttock. I can't show you how to do it. You know how to do that on your own. Just hands up your buttock. And relax. Good. Now we'll move to the left calf. Okay, the calf muscle. And just like if you were kicking a ball, hands it up. Okay. And relax. Now the lower leg part, so we our feet up like so. And relax. Good. Alright. And we move to our toes. Just roll your toes inside your shoes like so. And relax. Now if you find you're unable to roll it, your toes, that means your shoe size is too tight. You should consider making buying one size larger. So we move to the right. So hands up the calf muscle again and relax. And the lower triceps. Hands up and relax. And the toe on the right hand side. I don't need your right feet. And relax. Very good. Now we just feel the presence. Feel our presence on the chair. The chair is supporting our body. And the ground is supporting our weight. For the neck as well. And now, let's just look at our breathing. Okay? Just be aware that we're breathing. So, thank you for coming. Thank you for your presence in body, in mind. Now, when we relax here, we allow the blood flow to go to our brain that nurtures the mind. And as we go the relaxation from top to bottom, the blood flow will be facilitated more and more upwards. Alright. If we relax, starting from the feet, the blood flow would actually go to the feet first. Right. And that would be defeating the purpose. That's why we always start from the top to down. That way the blood flow will be facilitated to our brain first. And then the rest will follow. By nurturing our brain, we are, in a way, nurturing our mind, and therefore we have presence of mind. Okay. And finally, we are present in spirit. If you find this relaxing, and how do we know that our spirit is here? Anyone? How do we know that our spirit is in the body? I'll just leave that as a question for now. Okay. Alright, good. In the spirit of body, mind, and spirit, the triple presence, that brings about awareness. Alright. Awareness involves awareness of our body, awareness of our mind, and awareness of our spirit. So, with that, I would like to introduce our next speaker, Jenny, to talk about holistic health. Would you please help me to welcome Jenny?